how to do that on my phone. Do you guys know how to do it?
Mm-hmm.
In case, when we should do it in case, I'm pretty worried about not having a backup plan. Do you think we'll be okay? Oh, I have no idea how to do it on my phone.
I actually just do the audio, video. I don't have audio.
I'm going to buy one for the January board meeting this quarter.
Okay, I think we're fine.
Probably going to get it on Amazon and just get one that is going to be a lot more reliable.
Well, we've never had problems before. We had that one forever, huh?
Forever.
That one that just lasted forever and ever. But, you know, so who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But, alrighty. So today is Thursday, December 27th, 2018 at 5 o'clock. This is a special board meeting. Item 1A, call to the order. So we're calling to order. Bam! And B, adoption of the agenda. I'd like to move to adopt the agenda for this special meeting of December 27th.
I second that.
Rissa seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
Item 2, action items. Presentation, discussion, and possible action regarding the item that was on the December 12th, 2018 action item C agenda. And so this is pertaining to the Bruno contract that we did. And when we were working on that, I remember looking at you guys, and we had questions, but I could see that there was uncertainty.
Rosa, you called it.
I just didn't want to make a decision that instant, but...
I know. And I had we didn't really have any information validating it. And so that's what, in my mind, I'm thinking about all these other teachers are going to be coming forward.
And I wasn't even thinking that. I was just kind of thinking, you know, if she already thinks she's going to get it, and with the holidays, I was just trying, you know, and I thought how many times did we ask, you know, you checked into it, you know,
right.
You credited it, we were fine.
And then Mr. Morales said he had checked on it, and then Donna had checked on it,
mm-hmm.
too. And so I don't know what you guys really did to kind of validate it, but when I looked at her education, she basically, up until, she just got her science in June of 2018, which was right at the end of this year. School's already out, and so she'd just gotten that general science, elementary science. And then up to that, before that, it was just a substitute teaching certificate or a substitute certificate. And so that kind of raised some red flags. But the other thing that was haunting me, and my gut was telling me there's something more to this, and that's why I pursued it, was because I know her. And I knew that I had, when we were doing kickboxing together, that she worked at DOC for adults. And so that's why I inquired about if it was a child facility or what. And so I called personnel at DOC, and they said that she did work there approximately 15 years ago, but that strictly it was not school per se, it was a literacy program that they had to bring them up to the sixth grade. And then in 2017, just last year, they became accredited. And I think we'd asked a question about accreditation. I think they said that it wasn't accredited school, and so that wasn't true. And so it was accredited in 2017, but she'd been there over 15 years ago. And so now it is an accredited school, but she wasn't there during that time. And so there was that two things. The other thing that kind of worried me too is that she said that she had gone to Mr. Franco and that she'd been shot down on that. And she didn't even have her science until June of 2018, this year. And so that made it almost virtually impossible because he was transitioning out and that's when we were bringing Zanin in. And I found it hard to believe that she'd gone to him at that point whenever he was already exiting, because that technically could have been the next administrator's call. And her, when I looked at her, because you know you can look at anybody's accreditation online, right?
Yes.
And so that's what I looked at. And the thing was is that all she had was that substitute certificate up to that point. And there is no child facility. There's one in Phoenix that houses some people, because if they're Titus adults, then they have to go to an adult facility. But that is strictly a very minimal situation, and there's not school involved there whatsoever. And so I knew that the three things, the fact it wasn't accredited, she'd been there 15 years prior, she didn't get her documents for her to teach science until 2018, this year, and so none of it made sense. And so that's when I called Mr. Morado with the information.
And then what happened, Dr. Morado? You went to her?
So I went to her, mm-hmm. and she indicated that, yes, it was an adult facility. I had taken it at face value that she had been working at a juvenile facility. In Pima County, where I spent the majority of my career, there is a youth facility. It's jail for those that are under 18, and it's an accredited school. And so I made the assumption that Cochise County had one, and she had indicated that she had worked in the late 90s to like 2005, but it was an adult facility. That was one issue. The second issue was she has a provisional certification, but I thought she had a real certification back at the turn of, you know, back when she was working at that facility. Mm-hmm. And so those were two assumptions that I made. I turned it over to staff, and they came back and said, yes, that's legitimate, but it's my responsibility. It is my responsibility that when I bring you something, that it has to be completely accurate and completely checked out.
So seriously, nobody looked into it. They just went off of what
exactly.
she said.
Exactly. And then I brought it to you. So
right. And you told us you told us that everybody looked into it.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
And I apologize for that. That is on me. Mm-hmm. It is my responsibility. I do want to apologize to each of you. But I also want to thank Ms. Garner, because I think her instincts were telling her, check this out. So when I met with Ms. Bruno, she indicated, look, I made some assumptions as well. And then she submitted that letter that you have in your possession. So I think it is wholly appropriate at this point to rescind the vote that was taken on December the 12th.
Well, what would be the assumptions that she made? That
the assumption was that
she was entitled.
That her certification was appropriate for working at that school, and that school was accredited.
And it definitely was not at all, period.
And it was an adult facility.
Right, yeah.
And so I needed to have asked more questions.
Mm-hmm. And then to go and say that she did say that the prior administration refused her.
Now, in my
that was troublesome to me, because that I think that bothered me, because she said that was probably an outright lie, because we were already in the transition of getting rid of somebody and somebody trying to find somebody, and we were overwhelmed with the people that were coming and dropping out and over and over, and it was a grueling process.
And I just think we were all like.
We were.
You know,
I could.
Like
I told
like
Dr. Morado
he would go to to Mr. Funkel, and he would just flat out say that he flat out said no. I mean, that's like she went to him, gave him this, and just said no.
Let me set the context.
Why is that?
If
like,
I may. I was having a meeting with Ms. Bruno. I think it was having to do with her evaluation. Mm-hmm. It was a typical basic meeting, mm-hmm. and she had indicated that. She felt that she needed to be moved on the pay scale because she had worked at a prior facility. and so she indicated to me that she had made that request of the prior administration. That was Mr. Frankel, mm-hmm. who was superintendent. And so I just took it at face value. I mean, she submitted some documents. I handed that to staff, and then you know, from that standpoint, I had indicated to Ms. Garner that she had indicated that she had made that request to Mr. Franco. So I never called Mr. Franco to say, "Hey, did Ms. Bruno ever ask you about moving her on the pay scale because she was certificated?" And boy, if I could turn the clock back.
Tell me, what is your reluctance to consult with Mr. Franco when a lot of this happened on his tenure? Why would you not ask him something like that?
I should have in something like this, But when I got back word that she was okay to move, I didn't give it a second thought. I just submitted it as.
Well, where'd you get word that she was okay to move? From what?
From her staff.
From her current status.
And
move her. It was going to end up being a $4,000 change.
Right. But it was you, and then it went to whoever else, the staff that.
Who is the staff that touched that?
Ms. Horton.
Oh, okay. And because that right there would have eliminated any type of misunderstanding, you know. And you know, Mr. Franco, none of us have really a personal relationship with him. We all just, well, I'm older than these girls here, obviously, but we just know each other because we live in a small town. And, you know, we don't run in the same circles because I'm way older than them. But I'm just saying, but we are stuck in the Bisbee bubble together, you know, and therefore we can't leave. It's like the Twilight Zone. And so, but you know, then when I realized that she only has a BA, you know, she has a BA, and that's all it was a provisional certificate for substituting.
There's some lessons that I've learned on this, mm-hmm. and that is that I need to be a bit more diligent in terms of what I'm submitting to the board. I need to make sure that before it gets agendized, that I am giving it due diligence, whatever the topic may be, especially if it involves money or someone's status. And I think there's just a bit more of the detail work that needs to happen. I think those are the lessons that I'm coming away with.
Yeah.
I feel terrible that you had to gather again to basically undo what never should have been done in the first place.
And that doesn't even bother me, gathering together. No. I mean, it's going to be, you know, 15 minutes at the most. But what worries me is that, you know, like, it kind of is a little bit troubling.
Unprofessional, and it is deceiving.
Part. Not on your, I mean, you know, maybe you guys should have paid, you know, more attention to the fact. Because we were all hesitant.
I told Dr. Morello. I said, so, in the end, I could see how they were contemplating this.
I
was looking at Ms. Torres, she going...
Like, I just feel like maybe in a way she did try to deceive you and, you know, and us.
And, it's slap in the face, there's no doubt about that.
You know, I just...
For future, I mean, mm-hmm. and I...
Well, and the thing is,
but we just have to be able to trust.
It does worry me that, you know, there is a new board, and that they're not going to be, you know, these people. You know, we've dealt with all the administration,
and we're just getting our system down now.
And
you know?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's been a while, and I just feel like, you know, I just hope that, you know, in the future, I mean, it's going to have to be Dr. Morado, Ms. Horton, and the staff to really like take in, you know.
Yeah, and Ms. Garner asked me that question, you know, in the lead up to this board meeting, and I, you know, the issue for me is I'm more regretful of my actions, mm-hmm. and the fact that it's, as the leader of the district, yeah. I submitted an action item to you that was erroneous in nature. The intent was not to misguide you. The intent was the idea that I took a couple of things mm-hmm. as assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
And thought that there had been appropriate background work when there wasn't, and that's on me. Secondly, as to Ms. Bruno, I didn't feel that she was outright like coming in and saying, here, let me deceive you as so that I can get mm-hmm. more money. I think she made some assumptions about what it is that she had that she really did not have. And I think had I asked a few more questions, it would never have reached you. I would have said to her, look, I'm turning down your request because it's an adult facility and, you know, you didn't have the appropriate certification back in the early 2000s. I'm not going to put that on Ms. Bruno, although do I wish she had been more diligent? Yes. I'm not going to put that on Ms. Horton, because ultimately it is my responsibility, and so I regret it. I apologize to each of you, and I'm going to be a lot more diligent in the future.
Well, in the end, too, if she had she been at that meeting, if you really are forthright and you really want to make a move and you have acquired more education or anything, she should have been here. And it's up to her, obviously. But had she been here, this would have been resolved that night, because she would have had to either lie right to our faces or we would have gotten down the truth. And I think that is the other thing that's really troubling me about this, and I've told you this before, is that the only thing we have to go on is what information that administration is willing to share with us.
Right.
And I don't want to have to overanalyze everything.
I think that in the future, that's probably the other lesson in this is that if there is any of this type of request, that it's important that the individual be at the board meeting.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. as board members, you may want to ask specific questions.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of shocked that she wasn't here tonight, too. You know, to at least a good show of faith, you know, that she wasn't just totally trying to rattle our cage and deceive us, you know.
Now, I do have to tell you, by way of disclosure, is we did not catch it prior to the payroll running, because there is a paycheck tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I did have a conversation with Ms. Bruno indicating that she will see the additional pay in tomorrow's paycheck. She won't see it in any of the others.
Did she get one in the last
so
one, though, too, right?
Get the...
Hang on. But when she returns in January, on January the 7th, I've directed her to see Ms. Horton, because she has to pay the money back.
Oh.
And so it's that one paycheck, the one tomorrow, mm-hmm. that we had already run payroll, mm-hmm. because Miss Garner and I think it was, she called me on the 20th, which mm-hmm. was a Thursday. And then on the 21st, I had indicated, yes, you know, the information that Miss Garner had provided was accurate. And I had already confirmed that with Miss Bruno. But we had to run payroll because no one was going to be here on the 24th, which was Monday.
It was already set. So.
From right. that standpoint, Ms. Bruno knows that she has to pay back that first installment, and that will happen. And I'll provide proof of that at the next board meeting.
How much does she have to pay back?
I think it's going to be about between $250 and $270.
Yeah.
Which is that first, it was going to kick in on this paycheck.
Well, she's lucky I didn't find it out way later on down the road, because
she's
being deep, you know. I was even kind of troubled by her wordage, actually, saying a miscommunication. Is she miscommunicated? I mean, what does that mean? I mean, she knows where she was and what she was doing, and she does address the fact that they were adult students, but in the end, she knew that it wasn't accredited, and because that didn't happen until last year. And that was another question we had asked about the accreditation. And so that's good. So how is she feeling about this? Is she, because I know we could have basically swept this under the rug and just pulled the contract, but it was only the right thing to do, because I know that these ladies, I saw their tentative faces when we were discussing this, and I knew that they would feel better if, since we passed it, that we undid it and did the right thing before they exited, to give them the opportunity to clean the slate on their own.
As difficult as it is to be here and address this issue, I feel comforted that you had indicated, let's do this, because I think the next board would not have had the context.
No.
And I think it was important for this governing board to be able to address that issue. And so, as difficult as it is, I'm happy that this meeting is going on and that it was caught by Ms. Garner's diligence prior to, had, you know, we come back in March or April, mm-hmm. this would have been very, very problematic. Mm-hmm. But at this point, you know, the first installment will be paid tomorrow, but then we'll get it back in January, and I'll come and show proof of that at the next board meeting.
Well, and actually, Abel, that's exactly why I wanted to get Yvonne on here, because they were the only ones that were here when we talked about it was only that in contract, it was only intended for the transition.
Yeah.
And see, these members, they're the only ones that can straighten this out.
See, and it's not agendized, so we really can't talk about that. But I
right,
do have some
it isn't, but we could do it. We could still do it by the beginning of the year,
yeah.
Before the end of the year is up, I mean, because these girls were there and they remember the language. I can't bring them in later to say
right.
that about the words that it was only during the transition. It went 2018-19, but it was temporary. It was at whenever we needed her. It wasn't intended for every day. And the only people that can verify that are these two. And so I would really like to see us address that before the end of the year, if you guys would be willing to do that. We only have a few days here now. So it would have to be like on New Year's Eve or that day or something to that effect. But you guys are the only ones that were there. And I don't know where the transcripts are. We don't have any minutes to go by at all. And I'm not asking to pin you down. I'm just saying you guys are the only ones that were here when we discussed Mr. Franco's was the same as hers. And we did, in my mind, discuss the intent. It's not on the contract, the intent, because it wasn't intended every day, all day.
Ms. Garner, I have some information on that. I can't speak about it because it's not agendized.
Mm-hmm.
But it is something that I would like to speak to you about. But I'm really reticent to get into it because it is not an agendized topic.
Well, and that's why I didn't call you back the other day, because after I told you my concerns and that I wanted them to address it to make it right, I want them to leave having a clean slate on all this stuff. And when you didn't have it on there, I was really not happy about that, because I'm supposed to have the right to add on to the agenda, and I was really not happy about that.
Yeah.
That's why
I want to speak to you.
Okay.
And perhaps...
I read your letter.
Perhaps there is a way that I can communicate with Rosa and with Susana.
Well, I think we should really talk about another meeting before the year's out to clear our names, you know, as far as that goes. Because otherwise it's just going to be me saying we were there and they're not going to be here, you know. So
I'm fine, and I would feel better myself if we could fix whatever we feel.
I'm fine, too. Well, yeah. I could do it the 31st.
Because they were the only ones here, you know, and...
It
shouldn't just be on me either.
No,
I don't want to be the bad guy all the time, and I don't want to have to overanalyze everything. I go only on a gut instinct, and that's all it is.
And it's more comfortable. We did not want to do it.
No, and this one, I knew in my gut that something was wrong, and it bothered me until I looked it up, and I was like, you know, it was black and white, plain as day, and three total bald faced. Bull, you know. So, okay, that's perfect. So if you guys will agree to maybe meet for that other one, mm-hmm. and we'll get that going, because we could only needed really 24-hour advance notice. It's only one item, mm-hmm. and if you'll be willing to do that, because I think that I'd rather have that, the one that was contract we signed, gone and done, and then readdressed in a different manner, because we know what the intent was, mm-hmm. Without my saying what that intent was. So, perfect. So, again, we could have very easily just done Marcia's and let her hand in her, rescinding her request. The request had already happened, you know. And so, by that, if we don't have any other discussion, I'll go ahead and, or you want to make a motion? Anybody else want to make a motion?
No, go ahead and make one.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to, and it doesn't say what the item is, but to rescind Marcia Bruno's contract that we did at the December 12th meeting. Rosa?
Yes.
Ice?
Aye.
Perfect.
Normally, Ms. Horton would have you sign, but she is in Indiana.
Right.
And I couldn't find the documents that she normally has you sign.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask you if we could use your document there, Ms. Garner, and have the board member sign that. We have the recording.
The board member?
Or
the employee.
Or the board members.
On this one?
Yes. Or to sign Ms. Garner's, just indicating that the vote has taken place. Because Ms. Horton will usually have you sign at the end of the board meeting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have this one all boogered up because I've been writing all over it, but I can get a clean slate one over there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
So if you want to use that one just to sign, just indicating,
sure.
And then I'll present that to Ms. Horton when she returns.
Well, and frankly, I don't want to contaminate her holiday, you know, with her, she had to go out of state, seeing her son and her grandson, and so I don't want to really trouble her with that, and normally if somebody like that's on vacation, I'm afraid that falls on you anyway, you just don't know where everything's at this point, so that'll be perfect. So we don't have any call to the public?
Nope.
Okay. Miss Jewel came.
Hi, Jewel.
I know. And so if we don't have anything further, so tentatively on the call of the public, we're just going to talk about, you guys talk, figure out what a date would be. I don't really, haven't checked on my agenda. I don't think there's really any problem with doing it on a weekend. I'm not sure. I can't recall us ever doing that. The only other one we have would be New Year's Eve.
Whatever. I mean, I'm fine. I'm not doing anything all weekend or New Year's Eve.
Okay.
I go back to work, but the meetings are not till 5, so.
Yeah. Because then I think it would feel better doing it. There's no way that I can address it that other board, you know, so because they're going to be green. And
okay,
perfect.
So we're going to choose a date right now. Or sorry.
Well, think about something that's tentative for you guys. I'm not going anywhere, so.
What's today?
Thursday already.
Thursday.
7. You can't do it tomorrow.
No.
Has to be Monday. It
has to be 24 hours, yeah. So, probably has to be Monday. That's the last shot in the dark there. Okay, so let's talk about that tentatively. Okay, so we have nothing else. I'm going to move to adjourn at 5:35. I feel better that we all did that. Mm-hmm.
So you want just all of us sign like on the bottom here?
That's what I was thinking. And then I will present that to Miss Horton.